The Pittsburgh Concert Society works to nurture and support artists in many different instruments as well as voice. And this year, after auditioning, one of the Young Artist Competition winners is 10 and from Franklin Elementary School. She's going to do two selections. We'll talk with her after her first. This is Sora Hapu.
Thank you.
Well, that was simply beautiful, and you just heard Sora Hapo. She's going to play one more selection. Can you tell me what that was called and its composer?
It's called The Little White Donkey by Ebert.
Well, it's very nice to meet you. You are 10?
I just turned 11.
Just turned 11. Okay, because I was thinking you might have just turned even older. I wanted to be sure I was reading my notes correctly. So what grade are you going into?
I'm going into sixth grade.
Well, forgive me for saying what everybody probably already says, but
okay.
you're playing like a gifted adult.
Thank you.
And when did you start playing piano? And
I started when I was 5, I think.
And was there a time when you realized that you started when you were 10?
No, 5.
5, okay. Was there a time of when you realized that this is an instrument you really want to get good at or that feels natural to you?
I really wanted to know the piano right when I started, so.
What caused that, do you think? I know that's kind of a funny question. Was there a piano in your house already?
Yeah, we had a keyboard, and I just started playing.
So you were kind of curious about it. Did anybody else in your family play?
No.
Interesting. How did you learn to play?
Well, my parents taught me first, and then I got a teacher.
And who's working with you now?
Lou's Man Request at CMU.
And it's just incredible. What's hardest about mastering what you're playing? Is anything, I'm sure you have to work very, very hard. And I think a lot of people don't recognize that even to be as talented as you, it takes an awful lot of hard work. What are some of the things you have to really work at?
I think I have to work at my technique and getting all the music flowing.
And actually feeling it as you play it and maybe getting more expressive.
That
takes experience. Can you sight read?
I'm not very good at it.
Yeah. I don't know too many people who are, and I'm not sure how important a skill that is. Are you playing in any orchestras or ensembles?
I play the cello at my school orchestra.
That's great. And you go to Franklin Elementary?
Yeah.
In what school district?
North Allegheny.
Okay, there's a few Franklins out there. Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
No.
A little early for that. What else do you like to do?
I like to cook and draw.
Oh, that's what do you tell me about your drawings? I mean, are you just doing them for fun? Or?
Yeah, I just do them for fun.
Oh, that's great. Well, you're incredibly, it's just great to listen to you play. Is there anybody else you would like to acknowledge or say hello to while we have you here before your next song?
I'd like to thank my parents. I'd also like to thank my teachers, and I would like to thank the Pittsburgh Concert Society for giving me all these opportunities.
Yeah, they've truly, I'm sure they've all been supportive of you, and the Pittsburgh Concert Society, I know firsthand, has worked so hard to help young artists like you develop. What are you going to play next? I see Chopin on the stand. I don't know if that's...
No, I'm going to play The Little White Donkey.
And that is by...
Ebert.
Okay, so thank you for being here today. It'll be our last chance to talk. So once again, we are going to hear from Franklin Elementary School student, age 11. Sora Hapo is her name. She is in the North Allegheny School District, and our pleasure to welcome her as she closes out her segment. Thank you. thank you so much for being here with us today, and best wishes for continued success to Sara Hoppo. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade.